Nói ra
How are you?
I'm fine.
Same.
Is your golf buddy still away? I could follow the chanting when I do but the master is a real thing. Well, but he has schools everywhere.
Yeah,
but I bet you that's not where. I saw on him a day of the week last year.
Over 4 years.
I counted all the candles and my also very good crystal things. So we kind of have all the deals.
He's brought so far.
Which is a happy experience. In 1 week.
And this is better, is it? Small.
Well, he got a
light. Can they come? Okay, pass the hand. Yeah, can you see anything? Oh, yeah. Let's go. Can now we stand with you? Sit back a little, baby.
It's okay.
Go back.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You getting better?
Yes.
That's good.
Much better.
That's good. Yes. Chairs, soft chairs may be better for you. Soft. Okay? This Lynn. Okay. Namo Guru Be, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Be, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurave, Namo Vedaya, Namo Dharma Ya Namo Sangha Ya Maya Samaya Gaya Me Kheya Raya Bhaya Raya Shri Maya Jaya Maya Ga Namo Kheya Maya Vaya Ni Soya Soya Raya Re Yeya Kheya Shaya Yuraya Va Deya Samaya Jaraya Ve Yamaya Laya Shaya Chaya Lo Deya Yata Gaya Deya Gaya De Varaya Gaya De Paya Raya Saya Gaya De Bodhi Soha Deya Yata Gaya Deya Gaya De Paraya Gaya De Paya Raya Saya Gaya De Bodhi De Soha Deya Yata Gaya Deya Gaya De Paya Raya Gaya De Paya Raya Saya Gaya De Bodhi De Soha Gri don ra ji ji kyu ma da mi te ni bi shin da cha ma da Ti ma ra ji bi sun su ju ni ta ki te cha tang da ra te li Kyo sa yi ki bi ju ju ki mi do dham Ra ra na ki ni te cha ba ten sun ju ki Mi te bu ma yi ru ku yi na da ki Shi ba ra yi kyu yi dham hang gu ru ri Mentala ka niya da ya me sangha ji chwe dham tso chwe chwe namal Shang chwe bardo da ne shab sun chi Da ka enje ye je be sa nam chi Lua la va pinsha sang ji ndu par Kyo sangha ji chwe dham tso chwe chwe namal Shang chwe bardo da ne shab sun chi Da ka enje ye je be sa nam chi Dua lava pinsha jen dhubara Kyo sangha jen che dhamma tso che cho namal Shankyo padu dhane shabsunshi Dhagin jen je besa namshi Dua lava pinsha sangjen dhubara kyo Now, tonight we are together here for the Dharma teachings. And for that, we must to make a good motivation for that. That means I think we are doing, actually says chanting, first of all take refuge with the Dharma Sangha. Says, you know, I take refuge with the Dharma Sangha from now into to myself, become a being Buddha. That's very special, we taking the refuge. Generally taking refuge with the Dharma Sangha for this life, from now into my life, into the end of the, my life, there's sin. But within the Mahayana tradition, ways, from now until myself become a being Buddha, I take a refuge with the Dharma Sangha. That's what I say. Make it a long range. This is very special within the Buddhism. Very special, take a refuge. That another one then generate bodhicitta. It's very important things. I don't practice Dharma for the myself become a free from suffering, pain, happiness, samsara. It's not only that. More than that, I wish for myself become a being Buddha for the others. That means to help to the others. So if become a being Buddha, even high level bodhisattvas, they cannot completely help to the others because they don't have the power for that. Then who has the power completely to help others without tension? It's just natural, like coming anywhere. You know, thousands beings need to be helped same time, same day, same time, same. It's just 1 second. But being Buddha, if we become a being Buddha, we can help to them. So incredible, is it? Really, it is. Just if we are become a being Buddha, helping to the numberless beings, you know, need to be helped to same time, but they can't do that. So. And also, without babbling, without a message, and people think they were supposed to think about need to be to help to good works when they do, with the realize right ways. We are actually here many different people. If we think about same time, whatever we do, which for the Buddha, knowing same time, same times, whatever we depend kinds of wish, if we did it, that's not. That's why I think really being Buddha is very important for the others to help really it is. So only self, he's only Dalai Lama always mention. Self is not important. Only one. Self is one. But this is very important. Many. See, that's it. Really it is. So that's why we think about tension for the others. If we do, we have also a result of that comes huge, yes, because we think about how much we think about all sentient beings. We are thinking about for those we are doing practicing, even difficult way with practice, but difficult for the old numberless beings, for the numberless beings. So that's why we have a great result of that. See, this really is, this are very, very important. So that's why I think is, today I'm thinking, you know, we have story I told already before. See, we think now, as when this enemy, this is stranger, I don't care. This is my friend, I care for them. We're doing. But changing life, never know that. So story is, it is a story was, yes, story was. One family has, I told many, maybe you've heard, go ahead, but for news. one family has very, what do you call it, very bad enemy. He died, he become a reborn, his, you know, his son. His father died fish, life in the, by the river, by the staying place, near to there. Mother died reborn, came back, the life of the dog in their home. So he went to one day fishing, got fish, bring back to the home, they cook nicely, eating. And then dogs try to get the, you know, smell of the fish, so dog wanders inside, you know, he's by his, you know, near to him, is asking, you know, they hit the dog's head by stick. Then he hold his enemy, passed away, came back, his child, so he hold like this. Very important, even during the eating times. So, you know, he holds like this, very important for him. The one yogi, he knows holy yogi by his drawer. He asking about food, and he gave it to him, no. But he saw the history of the family when he walked by the drawer. So then he says, sorry here. So you're eating your father's flesh and hitting the mother's hand. And also your enemy's important for you, yeah, holding your arms. That's what I think we are doing, really it is. We're hurting to the others. We're hurting to the others. We're hurting to the father or mother, really. We criticize to others, our criticize to our parents, the best friend. Really, I thought today, just remember the story. So then think about all reason. Because like one family, this is the example. One family has one, maybe big family, you know, 100 people. They dying, this example only, not necessarily, but dying, coming back, you know, coming back around the village there. They hurt each other. What do you think? All those people, this generation, their family, hurt each other. We are doing like this, really, if we hurt or mean to others. Mean to others. Put down others, just like this, really it is. Those beings are anyone very important to us. You think about it, really it is, everyone. We cannot exception one, this is not, it was not kind to me. You cannot say that. This person is not my best friend in previous time, many times, father, mother. So that's why I think it's really it is. So others are very, very important. So because we do practice for the others. We need, yeah, practice for the others. We need basis for the practice to keep the morality. If others not there, how can keep moral? We're taking vows. Why? Because others are existing. That's why I will not harm, I will not do anything, tell a lie, all those things are with others, we don't do. But that's what we are saying. We're taking the commitment with others. So I think others are very, very, really important. Really it is. Really, we cannot put it down. We cannot do any harm damage at this. So that's why I think even animals, we are thinking, start think about to eat the meat. I think, you know, a herd. So, you know, few days ago in the television, very mean to the animals, owner of the animals, cows, thousands of cows, someone's owns. But when they injury, then they don't keep it, and they just wait, take it through the machine. That's really, we are doing like this. Anyway, we are not animals like this, but relatable, many people. So that's why I think we really is think about it. Dhamma is very high level over there, something shining is not, it is not. Practice with other beings, practicing. Very important. Everything. Others is not there, how can we give commitment? Only yourself? I don't do tell life for myself. I don't do, you know, I not kill others. Cannot do that. If not others there, you cannot take vows of this. No. You think about it, really it is. Slowly thinking, really. I thought I'd try you. Myself, I'm thinking today. So through the eating meat, you know, it's so not so good, really. You do, I do. I think by wish for not kill each other, everyone not killing each other, everyone not eating each other. Thinking like this, but we eat the animals flesh after thing. So. Everyone will not kill each other. Anyone. We do a good wish for that. Everyone not eating each other. Chanting Deva says, Tindonana Kili, just serving you the travel shows. The animals are afraid by eating each other. So that's one. But as is Chanting Deva saying like this, but only for the example for animals. We are including this, I think. Should be, I think. Very good. So think about it, you know, really. Sometimes you know, just we need to think carefully. And see? So I think we are doing practicing with the others. So, honest, respect to the others, honest with the others, respect to the others. If we talk about others, must say from the positive ways, praise to the others, No gossiping, he or she did like this or something, no. Even they did, but we should not reply, it means, I think. So I think there's this kind of, so, always talking about, you know, like commitment, vows, life vows, of course, monks and nuns, yes, but as in general, through the negativities, you know, where we making negativities, always, teaching says, stop the negativities. We are doing negativities with the others. So that's why. So that's what we need to know. So, I think, some, you know, Sunday teaching says also the same like this. So positive, when we think about others, positive ways thinking. Talk about positive ways, talk about others. Thinking, talking, action the body in a positive way to help to others. That's all we need to do. So, I think this is the, you can if you think about yourself also, you can get to something really. You see, that's it. So, and Buddha himself says, don't make anything negativities, because the result is bad for you. The negative, if we make a negative action, the result of that comes to us, not to the others. No. That's why we want to be happy and joy. Therefore, negative actions, result comes opposite of the happy and joy. So that's all. So if we do think about good others, talk about others good, everything help to the others by body, if we do result of that, then you come. Even we don't want it, but it's like naturally come. Example, like where we if enter our body existing, shadow of the body always come with them. So I think. So that's, I think, it's all those small things, very important, I think. Then, yeah, of course, compassion, loving kindness, that's one beginning, important things. That's why I think the beginning is like taking refuge. So enter from now to enter to great enlightenment at that time. So that's why I think we wishing for always from now enter to become a being Buddha. We wishing for to be reborn under the three precious jewels. You know, three precious jewels. With them also we wishing for to get the great, like Buddha or great qualifier, our guru or teacher. That's what we're wishing for. So that's why I think it's, those are came from the action. So that's why I take refuge first, then generate bodhicitta. The generate bodhicitta is the very important, because what we do, positive action, by this the tension or motivations make it, that is the cause of to be great enlightenment. So that's it. So must you think about virtuous action and merit difference. Virtuous action, we wishing for in the future to be good life, to be rich, to be everything success, mean for in the to be during the in the future life. We dedicate for the in the future life. Result of that virtuous action, yes, virtuous. But if we something doing the positive action, dedication or tension is myself become a being Buddha for the others. That's the not only virtuous action, that is the merit. So cost of becoming a being Buddha. You see, that's it. Whatever we do, that's why I think whatever we do, big or small factors, we beginning tension for the, I'm doing this because I need help to the other beings, or sentient beings, without discrimination. Or I wish for myself become a being Buddha for the others. That's the matter. Easy way. Then when finish the action, big or small, doesn't matter, by this merit, myself become a being Buddha for the others. Dedication. Dedication and motivation is almost similar. Whatever you have a motivation, When finish the action, say try to this merit is for the to be myself, then become a being bitter. That's it. Similar to like tension and dedication is almost similar. Whatever you have tension, dedication is like that, see? That's all, I think. So then I think it's last Sunday, tremendous, I think. Many of, like, you know, we are in the suffering place. Who tighten up in the here? Who tighten up? Who keep? We are here. Here means in the suffering place. Do you think who keep? Who? He keep. That's not, no, they are no person. Persons, that's the self-charity mind, you know, self-existing thoughts, you know. That's what I say. Desire means, the desire is in the Sunday teaching, say, the desire is the root of the samsara. That means this desire is, I told, different desires. You know, like a self-charity mind. Self-charity mind or self-existing. We are think about it. Myself, self-existing. That's why charity to us. Charity for myself, for charity for yourself. That's why we're making negative action. Through that way, all other negative actions come to us. See, really, I'm very important. There's another word. Everyone says, I'm very important. Everything. That's why everything I wanted also. Through that way. Myself very important. So that's why others are, oh, whatever you call it, careless. Indirectly. Obviously, myself important. Everyone, even within the family, is really it is. Within the family. You know? Sometimes sisters and brothers, you know, they not understand each other, you know. You be between parents also. If, okay, with the others and my family, I want my family close to me. I care for them. But within the family, other families and myself, then also myself, more important than others. Really, it is. Maybe you think, oh, no. But you think it carefully. Really, it is, think carefully. Very subtle, that's me. Very subtle. Difficult to see that. Sharing clothing, sharing food, sharing the houses, that's not really, but subtle ways within the family, myself more important than, I is more important than others. So that's not so good. So that's what bring them many negative actions. You know, best poem I want, best sound I want, best smell I want, best touch I want, best taste I want, everything. See? That's it. So all those are bring the, because of the I is very important. We thinking. Then if you didn't think about I, there was important. If you think important, was where is the I? That's important I. Which one? Like the example of you speak. I like you talk to him. See? Like, you know, you think that I is very important. Where is me? I am very important. So that means I am, where is it? Which one? I am, where? If your definition of I am, which we do? What do you think? Definition of I am? Really? That's very subtle. Difficult way, abandoned. We need it. Should be, you know, safe cherishing, safe existing. And those are, we need to be abandoned from that, yes. The neat thing about it. We have a form and, you know, form and a mind. Mind itself also different kind of consciousness, six consciousness, senses, consciousness of senses, the main consciousness. Within the main consciousness also, different ways, you know. Maybe 1 minute or 1 second, maybe 1 second also changing the main consciousness, which is the I. So I think, that's why I think if you think about it, it's difficult to find, will not find out I. We have 5 skandhas, each of them not. If you think about body yourself, I important means, oh, where is it me? Which is important? Then, if you part of body, everything, if you think about, this is me, this is I, no. Without this I, no also. Then how can be? So think about it, it is. Then, so but, so only the we say, the 5 skandhas and then the level of the I, each of, you know, named. So those are together, then says, says named, you know, Geshe-o, Stabi, something, see? Example like then the nervous car, sometimes said, four doors, hood, windshield, all those are. This is my car. What do you think? With the windshield or hood or each door of your car, what is it? Each door of your car, then you have many cars, you're lucky. So, what do you think? So all those are together. Together, then giving the name, this label, name, the car. The car's name, what is the kind of cars, I think? Toyota?
Honda.
I don't know much, okay? Honda? Oh yeah, that's it. This, all those are the piece of the those cars together, then name, this is Toyota. See, that's it. Engine written. Engine is car? No. Without doors, how can it? Think about it, okay? Check, need to be checked. That's which we perceive, just like safe. Without a, you know, without a label, without a name, seeing this, yeah, really safe existing car, something like this. Self-existing person, that's no really it is. Then think about this one, then we are attached, grasping for that. So if we think about this way, there are no base of grasping.
So why wouldn't you call the subtlest level of mind that goes from life to life, why wouldn't that be the
No, I'm the settlement I'm talking about. This, the saving, think about the grass of a mind. It's very difficult to find out. That's not subtle. I say subtle.
I was saying, why wouldn't you say that the I is the like Buddha nature of the subtle mind?
No. That's not. No. No, Buddha nature is not. Buddha nature is not I.
Mental.
I, you say it. I has Buddha nature, yes. But I is not Buddha nature. Buddha nature is not I.
What about the mental continuum? Is that I?
No.
Lifetime to lifetime?
No.
That's what I think he's at. Is that what you're asking?
No. What's the reason why it wouldn't be I? Why is that not I?
Huh?
The mind that survives death, the subtle level.
Oh,
I
see. Uh-huh.
Why is that not I?
No. Because that's if that's I, then we need to be grasping I. We talk about, you know. Through the, when we think about safe existing I.
It's not inherently.
No, that's not existing. That's not existing. I existing, yes, from this life to next one. That means relative mind, relative I, yes. Relative I came from previous lifetime to here, from here goes next. But we are talking about, no, not relative I. See? So I think all those are, you should think about this. So now we go through what is that.
Page 83 in the Brown Book, and right in the middle where it says in a sutra,
mm-hmm.
O Subhuti, the bodhisattvas develop in all the paths, be it the path of the Shravaka, the path of the Praktika Buddha, or the path of the bodhisattva, they understand all the paths.
Okay. Okay, that's one. All bodhisattvas, understanding path of the Shravaka, path of the Patikas. But they will not go through this, you understand? Go through Shravaka path and the Patika path. Bodhisattvas don't go through this one. Okay. If maybe say that, but some bodhisattvas, because before go through the Shavaka's path, then Patika's path, then become a bodhisattva, has this kind of. But generally you can say bodhisattvas are not go through the path of the Shavaka and Patikas, you see. They know that. They hear say that. Teaching says they realize. They know, but they don't go through. Would you like to read that?
The part right before?
Yeah.
The main concern of a bodhisattva is to work for the sake of sentient beings. Thus, bodhisattvas must teach the three paths that will lead the three types of disciples, Shravaka, Praktika Buddhas, and Bodhisattva.
Okay. So there's a Bodhisattva help to the all sentient beings. Therefore, Bodhisattva knows Shravaka and Patika's paths. They do teach to the person who need to understand our Shravaka and Patika's path. They do teach, but they don't go through this one. They?
But unless bodhisattvas know these paths themselves, they cannot teach them to others.
Huh?
Dharma Kirti.
Oh, okay. If bodhisattvas, they know the Shavaka Patika paths, because if they don't know, then cannot teach to the person who want to go through the Shavaka Patika paths, cannot teach to them. because they don't know. I think there is one quotation there. Dharmakirti's quotation is there?
Yes.
What's it?
It says, Dharmakirti says in the commentary on things valid, the means to these ends are obscure. It is difficult to discuss.
Yeah. Tajun Teju Kojo, but then he put the cow in set. That is Yung Tong. Whatever you teach, you need to realize him of the teacher. With your path or subject. If you don't realize subject to yourself, you cannot eat it, teach it. That's what I say there, is it? What does Dharmakirti say?
Yes, it says, well, Dharmakirti just says that the means to these ends are obscure or difficult. It's difficult to discuss them.
Okay. If you don't know the path, then?
Mm-hmm. And then the path leading to understanding of the path belonging to the three vehicles is something bodhisattvas should develop.
I said, this is through this way. Also, whatever we need to teach to the others, we need to know first, safe first to know, then to teach to the others. That also need to be understood. Mm-hmm. Then?
Bodhisattvas should develop in their mind streams in order to be sure of the different routes to achieve some benefit for others.
Mm-hmm.
O Sabuti, the bodhisattvas develop in all the paths.
Bodhisattvas make develop all paths means Shavaka path, Patika path, of course bodhisattva paths. All paths means what is all, that why plural? Says this because Shavaka path, Patika path, also Bodhisattva path, all those things, see?
Then? And they understand all the paths.
They don't understand. They understand all paths.
In Maitreya's Ornament to Realization, we find those who would work for the sake of beings should benefit the world by knowing the paths.
I see, that is also Maitreya's, Buddha Maitreya's teaching. Ornament means Dodijin, I think. Ornament of the sutra, see?
Ornament to realization.
To realization, yes. Same Dharmakirti quotation, same meaning. Yeah? Mm-hmm. If you teach it to somebody else, you need much, the subject you need know by yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Then?
Another point, the goal is Buddhahood, and this is a state possessing all good qualities, all faults having been eliminated. In order to achieve this state, the Mahayana path must cause all a person's faults to come to an end, and must bring every good quality into effect.
Read it again. What's that?
Another point. Mm. The goal is Buddhahood. And the
goal is Buddhahood means whose goal?
The path, the goal of the path.
Oh, means the highest mm-hmm. the realization or highest path is the Buddhahood. Then?
Yes. This is a state possessing all good qualities, all faults having been eliminated.
Okay, that's become a being Buddha. Now you understand? All realizations, everything, everything positive knowledge, everything Buddha has. There are no, this is positive action, but Buddha doesn't know, there are no existing like that. No. Bad things, whatever the bad things are, delusions, negativities, whatever has, everything become a being Buddha, everything is purified, clear. That's what it does. So Buddha is a showing kunze means, or Buddha is the there are no faults, same is actually extinguish of the old faults and all the knowledges all together with them. Then,
in order to achieve this state, the Mahayana path must cause all a person's faults to come to an end, and must bring every good quality into effect.
Mm-hmm.
Since there is not a single scripture that does not eliminate some type of fault or cause some type of good quality to be developed, surely all the scriptures are to be included among the divisions of the Mahayana.
Now this, what do you understand then through this?
That all scriptures are good to learn.
Oh yeah?
That they can all do something to bring about some quality.
Oh yeah, quality. Everything is meaning of the scriptures. In the 84,000 is the scriptures. Although meaning of those are must to have or means need to know, yes. And realization of the become a being with of course those things. Then
let us examine this question of scriptural consistency in more detail.
Mm-mm.
There are two ways. How you should understand that all the transmitted teachings, that is, the presentations of the subject matter, are consistent, and how you should understand that the realized teachings, that is, the subject matter itself, are consistent.
And that's what say. What do you understood? If you read like this, then what do you think, meaning?
That there's no discrepancies.
Huh?
There's no discrepancies. There's no contradiction.
Oh, okay. That means the beginning where the four divisions, root with divisions. What say this one? Understanding of the whole all those scriptures are introduction, or Dhamma means introduction for the becoming being Buddha. I think there is four beginning root, four root, Soramalu Dhamma Vicha. There are four different qualities. Begin, you remember? This comes, this one. Yeah?
Well, it says to be consistent means to be harmonious.
Okay, then?
The Mahayana, Hinayana, Vinaya, and the Tantra.
Yeah, that's because all those are. Everything, what's meaning of the scriptures, one person for become a being Buddha. For that's why all Buddha's teachings are. So this I need, this I don't need. You cannot say that. All any kind of Buddha's teachings are one person for become a being Buddha. From bottom to go through the paths. Become a being Buddha. That's what I say. Then Suramali Dangadi Chavicha. I think root is a third one, there.
And then the three baskets, the four classes of tantra, and so forth, go to make up the scriptures and their commentaries.
I see. Three baskets, you know already, is it? Basket of the Vinaya, basket of the Sutra, basket of the then. Oh yeah, them. Then. Tantras also. Three baskets and then tantra. Tantra teachings. You see? Tantra teachings.
And as I have already explained, they constitute a harmonious practice to take a person to his...
Also, okay. Tantra teachings also should be included in the three baskets. It's not separate. So that's one interesting thing. So, because the all Buddha's teachings are, you remember beginning, Buddha's teachings are there, if you divide the 84,000, then 12, then 9, then 3 baskets, you see. So all those are sutra and the tantra both, right?
They all constitute a harmonious practice to take a person to his or her enlightenment.
Okay. The meaning of those, yes, harmony means what I say.
This is how all transmitted teachings are to be understood as being consistent.
Yeah, and anyways, whatever Buddha teaches, that's why I think we, if we, like, you know, sometimes God says, the beginning kindergarten or like, you know, first grade, all those high-level books don't need it. That term, that location, that term, don't need it. But you cannot say, I don't need these. Because this term, you know, when you are one first grade, something like this, you know, you don't need it. But you need it originally, you need it. Just like that. Shavaka, Patikas, also, or whatever Buddha did teachings, sometimes maybe you don't want tantras, but you cannot say, I don't need tantras. But one, no, maybe this time you don't need, but another time you need to have tantra teachings. So one thing, tantra teaching is very important. Become a being Buddha, even through the sutra, become a being Buddha. End of the become a being Buddha, then you need to be, go through the tantra path. So even from sutras ways, all the ways to go through, but become a being Buddha, then you need a tantra path. So that's it. Then, so anyways, Buddha's teaching, whatever we say. Well, like Tibetan is four schools. The example, we are studying Gelug tradition. I need Gelug tradition, I don't need these things. You cannot say that. Very bad, very negative, big negative action. So we need respect. Because the poor, those person who are Buddha giving teachings, you know. But what kind of student, what kind of they have opportunity, what kind of they wish, that's kind of giving teachings. So that's why there are many teachings. Always I say this example, doctor's place, you know, pharmacy, there are many hundreds of medicines, liquid, tablet, powder, but those are, maybe you need only one, maybe headache, Tylenol or something, but others I don't need. You cannot say that. You true. This time you don't need it, but now the time can be need. See? Just like that, I think example. So all Buddha's teachings are, that's why we need equal respect. So see, that's what we need to do. Then?
The subject matter of these teachings can be included in the various paths of the three scopes. The small scope...
So, three scopes, this means we have like three... In this case, three scopes means there is a...
Small, medium...
Small, medium, yes. Small person, medium person, big person. Big person like a... okay. Esteem, you know? Okay, then?
The small scope covers the causes to achieve the high rebirth states of the gods and humans. These causes are, in fact, the ethics of abandoning the 10 non-virtues, etc.
The small scope, they need a person who are wanted, free from the, you know, free from the lowly birds. And also in the future, they who want or wish to have the good rebirth, human beings, human beings' life, and Asura's life, and the God's life. Those need to be for those for the samoskup from Lamrim, yes. Then?
The medium scope includes the practices that will cause one to gain.
So this means, okay. This means if you need taking rough series for the small scope, the person who want this. If you want to become a good rebirth of the good rebirth like human beings or asuras or gods and rams, then you need to be taking rough series. Through that way, so also then morality, moral, and then so positive towards it means also generosity, patience, diligence, all those are needed. And also then, not only this, then wish for all the time, you wishing to be become a beautiful, nicely human being's life, or with rich. If you want a human being's life with rich, you need generosity with them. Generosity. And a moral also. Moral is basis of that. Very important. What is it there?
It says the ethics of abandoning the 10 non-virtues.
Oh, this. Ethics of means morality of the 10 non-virtues. Actions are need to be keep vow of them. With them, then generosity, patience, diligence, like this kind of. That's one thing. Then?
The medium scope includes the practices that will cause one to gain the definite excellence of liberation.
Okay. Now, person who want not only in the future to be good life, not necessarily. I want free from the you know, suffering place, samsara, then what we need to do, we need like thoughts of samsara, you know, renunciation, and then karma, law of karma. We need also understand of law of karma. Then you read then.
It says, such practices as abandoning the first two of the four truths.
Four truths means from the abandoned
Four
noble truths. From the four noble truths, the truth of the suffering, truth of the cause of suffering. I need to be abandoned of that. Person who want to become a free from samsara. So that's medium scope, I think. Yeah. They go through the medium scope. So then?
And then it says, working towards the last two of those truths.
Yeah, that's, then, abandoned, that's one. And also path, and also the truth of path, and the truth of the then, Nirvana, yes. That's one you need to make, wishing for, to have that one. So that means the practice with the karma, you know. Delusions of karma is trying to make destroy. And wishing for then, like morality and positive to doing practice of morality and also meditation and also the, then what is them?
And the
wisdom, let's see.
The so practice of the three high trainings.
Yeah, three high trainings means that's it. Three high trainings, what is three high trainings? Oh, mm-hmm. You think about it. Three high trainings, morality, then meditation, then wisdom.
Wisdom of
Those are three high attainments. Person who want to become free from samsara, that's what need to do. Think about. You see?
The great scope contains the practices that bring about the definite excellence of omniscience.
Okay. That high, what is high scope, is what you say?
The great scope.
Great scope. That's become a person who want to become a being Buddha. Then that's what we need to do for that. Then to have the bodhicitta and the realization of emptiness, that's together. And then six parameters also. Six parameters. You need to be generosity, generosity, morality, patience, diligence, then also meditation, and also wisdom. All those are action of the bodhisattvas they need to do practice. Then?
Hence, all this subject matter forms a harmonious practice that will take a person to enlightenment and should be understood as being completely consistent. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we wishing for, become a being Buddha, then what need to do for that? He says?
All that.
All that? Yeah, all that. All that. All that, not only understanding.
All three scopes.
All those things to do, then, okay, yes. Yeah, three scopes, all those should be good, yes. Then?
Drong Thompa, one of the kings of the Dharma, said, "My Lama knows how to take all the teachings as the four corners of a four-sided path." These are his exact words, but they have been interpreted in many ways. The four corners are the three scopes, with the tantras making the four.
See, okay. My Lama's nose means that the Upasaka, Drong Thompa.
Akisha.
No, Drong Thompa knows. Then my Lama means, who is that? His Lama.
Akisha.
Okay. Then Akisha does know, then what say? What Akisha does know?
How to take all the teachings as the four corners of a four-sided path.
Uh-huh.
The four corners are the three scopes, with the tantras making the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Or no matter how you throw a pair of dice.
In the sutra says, those lamje, truji lamje cherikhipas, means like three scope and also with then tantra, four corners. So if you dry, you know, dry, if you do, any times you have four corners, you understand? No three corners.
Because there's six sides, but every face.
No, there's no. We don't think about those
right.
Numbers. No,
no, it's the four
sides.
Yeah.
However you put it, four corners. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's we need. Whatever we do, practice. Need to be four corners together. You think three scopes, and that was tantra. But slowly, I think, little by little, I think not whole beginning, whole, I think whole four corners together are difficult. But four corners need for the become a being Buddha, see?
Mm-hmm.
I see, that's what I'm
saying. No matter how you throw a pair of dice,
A
square face will always come up.
Square face.
Okay. No three or four or six, did you say? There's only four sides, you know. If you catch it, never doesn't matter whatever through. High like this or this way or little bit down like this, it doesn't matter. Always four corners comes, just like that. With the stations are like this. Then
similarly, each meditation topic includes the whole path within it. One could follow these interpretations, but my own precious guru, my refuge and protector, told me, When you pull one of the corners of a square mat, you move the whole mat. Similarly, the...
Do you understand this one? Okay, you see? There?
The subject...
My refuge, what is my refuge? The Drunk Temple says, my refuge Lama.
His Lama.
His Lama. So, okay, refuge. Actually, the our guru is the all three packages jewels are together with them. So that's why Drunk Temple mentioned, my refuge Lama means, refuge means three packages jewels of the Lama. See, that's there.
When you pull one of the corners of a square mat, you move the whole mat. Similarly, the subject matter of a particular scripture plus its commentary boils down to the practice that will enlighten a person.
Okay.
You are, as it were, tugging at one of the corners of this practice.
Oh, yeah. Okay, leave it there. Try not to leave it there. You think about this, okay? You see? That's it. I think this very important things in there. So we stop here tonight and really think about next Wednesday when we then together we will talk about again. So you have more exercise, you know, exercise, think about it. The dry with a couple. Oh, this way, does it matter? What come up? For corner.
Or whichever corner you pull on the rug.
Yeah.
It still moves the rug.
Yeah, that's it. See? We need like this, you know? Whatever we do, should be included with four corners. Out of a corner, then not so good, I think. My, I'm doing something, I dry, but there's no corner. That's not so good. Must be, should be, try the corner.
You'd be rolling some marbles.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, when you study, really, mind is very, no matter, no, like this, should be more wider. You know, really it is. It just like this, not so good. Sometimes, you know, just really more relax. No relax with sleeping or not like this, television like this, no. But just easy way and think about. When you have it difficult, really it is. Then we think about, you know, our gurus and gurus and gurus indirectly and always to go to the Buddha. My guru, gurus and guru, gurus and guru. All the ways I go to the Buddha. I think about this. Those are no easy ways to become a being Buddha, or easy ways to the holy being. So think about this. Then we, even we have a difficult, sometimes difficult for practice, but see, then take it easy. Really it is. Holy beings are no beginning, brought, and everything is, no, really it is not. Some holy beings, one word, maybe whole day is maybe to learn. That's kind of a history. Maybe they are not necessary for themselves, but to show for us, example for us. Really it is. Whole day, you know. In the monks, you know, when I go to a benefit place, I have a friend, one monk also, he also, we are same benefit. So, plain. Then he, one word, ordered like this, 100 times, you know, says again and again and again, and he tried to make memory. It's good, really. So, he effort for that. Maybe If we do like this, maybe 50 do, if not come in some memory, they give up or no. He's really whole, almost whole day like this. Yes, we are simple. I'm really thinking it's really. If we read like this, give up. This, no. Whatever we do. That's why I think you have also for the example, like teachers, you know, school teachers, they can say it maybe, rabbit and turtle race, you know. So that's the way, I think that's good. You know, even not a rabbit, but like a way through the turtle walk. One day we'll be there. You know, we are almost like a rabbit's waist. People jumping, then they okay, relax. Then time goes. Time goes. Then maybe people jumping. I think. Anyways, so really, try to relax nicely. If it's difficult, then we need to make a request blessing, you know, from the lineages, and also with the Dharma Sangha, try to, you know, if it's difficult, comes. So that's then easy, you know. And then sometimes, you know. So always try to make things, but meaning is very important thing, really meaning. So that's okay, now we stop tonight. So we do good wish, our dedication for. We wishing for all saints, we wishing for Vida Dharma, long time remained with the sentient beings. Person who are whole, with the Dharma, like his own Dalai Lama and another great masters, they too have long life. And also monks, nuns, and also practitioners, like practitioners, anyone, to have the accomplishment of practice without obstacles, without difficulty, without obstacle. Then we're working for in this country or in this world, and in other worlds, there will not happen bad things, disease, starvation, war, and those things will not be happen. And everything good fortune is coming in this country, in this world, and in the other world. Then finally, we're wishing for all sentient beings, by which we are, all sentient beings become a being Buddha, by which we did Akhya Dharma, we are together. Gewa de ye nyo yodo yodo raya maya sa
Sanchuva Pentama deva malu jumvene, Shere zangwa tenze jasuye, Chape sinti badu tenjur, Ye
see you Sunday.
Okay.
Hi, you good thing? Good thing? Did it translate? Good?